up and at 'em. Yeah, it is Snow Fan Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma, Nissan, Simo and Jordan, waking you up that first day of the week.
Is it the weekend yet?
Nope, it's 5 minutes past six on your Monday morning. How was your weekend just gone?
My weekend was good. I went and saw the local team, the Bush Pigs, play. It was a great afternoon on Saturday.
No, then so that's not the name of the local girls in town.
No, it is
in
fact, no. Why would you even say that, Simo?
So mean, Simo.
I know, really. I mean, we've been going 30 seconds and already you've insulted half the town.
Half the population, job done, just the other half remaining.
I would like to distance myself from Mr. Simo's comments.
Snow FM cares. Well, how did they go, by the way, the Bush Pigs?
Well, I don't actually know.
You were there.
Yeah, but the very kind people allowed me to go into their VIP section where there was an esky of beer.
I see what's happened here. I see the problem.
A big thank you to everyone there as well.
Classic. Happy Monday, Simo and Jordan, waking you up on Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma, Nissan. And are you fired up like a motor vehicle?
Oh, not really. Maybe after this I will. But you haven't revealed what shot I have to drink yet.
And for those that are unaware of what happens on a Monday... Everybody! So this morning I have prepped yours. Took me back to my bartender roots.
Mm-hmm.
Just pure lemon juice.
Just lemon juice?
Yeah, it's not going to be that bad, I feel.
A bit
acidic. I'm kind of at least hoping it's going to be better. It smells good, right?
It does smell nice. It is making this studio smell nice. I'll grant you that. But you can save me. It has to be said.
Yes, that's true.
This is the all-important part of the segment. Give us a call now if you want Simo to do the shot.
Correct.
Which I think... I mean, phones... I think people should ring.
64-572-9077. You have. Let's give them 7 seconds. Here's the... here's the shot remix.
Go.
While we wait. 7 seconds to save... Jordan from a shot of lemon juice this morning, 64-572-9077.
Everybody!
Oh, what?
It's ringing!
No.
It's ringing!
Wait.
Answer it. Quickly answer it.
Oh, so good.
While you answer the phone, I was just going to say I had a very nearly heart attack then. I very almost spilled the lemon juice on what can only be described as a huge amount of wires in the studio.
Good morning.
Hello.
No way.
Who have
we got this morning?
William.
William. Mate, you have saved Jordan from a shot. What are you up to this morning?
Just driving to work.
Oh, mate. You are now my mortal enemy.
I will hand the shot back to Simo.
All right. Here we go.
I can't thank you enough, William. Okay, here we go.
What a stitch up.
I tell you what, William, do you want to give Simo a countdown from five and then he'll do the shot?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. He's done it. Down the hatch. Your face does not... Oh, that's sour.
Oh.
Oh, that does not look...
Oh. Tastes like...
Lemons.
Oh. William, do you wash dishes?
Yep.
Oh, mate.
I can't thank you enough, William.
William,
no,
I hate you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Have a great one.
Have fun.
Good save.
I like this segment now.
I cannot believe that William has found it in his heart to save you, Jordan.
Can I just say, how many of the listeners are you insulting? Like, at the start of the show, you insulted all women, and now William.
Bring it on! Simo and Jordan this morning.
Have you recovered from your lemon shot?
Simo, a little bit worse for wear, but maybe it's actually better for me overall.
Yeah? Why do you say that?
What do they say? It's not good for your... you're not an organism. What is it?
You're not an organism. What on earth are you talking about?
So
what was in that lemon juice?
You know how...
You just come out of that song and saying, you're not an organism.
Yeah, I'm basically home remedies and stuff, because people shoot, like, lemon juice and... Mm. Apple cider vinegar, and I've heard one in a cafe over the weekend, which is slicing onions and putting them in your socks.
Why?
I think it might be something to do with the flu/cold.
How does having onions in your sock affect you getting a cold?
Get this, apparently draws out the bacteria.
In your feet?
Yeah. Well, no, through your feet.
Your feet famously where colds develop.
Yeah. I have heard that one with Vicks Vapor Rub as well. Judge people not, Jordan. You can let us know on the Facebook page this morning. Home remedies, we want to know them. On the way to your news, sport and weather, we'll be keeping you up to date. But first, the news of a different kind, Jordan.
Yes, Simo, have you read the Harry Potter books?
I have.
Cover to cover. Cover to cover, so have I. Well, if you own a copy of the very first one, The Philosopher's Stone, it could be worth $54,000.
All right. That's more money than I've ever made in my entire life.
There is a catch. There's always a catch.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be one of the first 500 copies printed.
Okay.
How do you tell if your book's one of those, I hear you ask?
This, I've got no idea.
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to ask? How, Jordan?
Thank you. Thank you. Fantastic question. However did you come up with
it?
Yeah. So if you own a copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, go to page 53, and if one wand appears twice in the list of things Harry should buy before he goes to Hogwarts, you've got yourself a copy. Also, if you look in the credits and J.K. Rowling's name is spelled Joanne Rowling.
Ah, right. So actually, it's interesting. It's sad that I know this, but my my dad is someone that collects things.
Mm-hmm.
I goes to garage sales on the weekends. I spent much of my childhood going to strange men's sheds and going through boxes looking for nuggets of gold.
Did you by chance find one of these Harry Potter books?
Well, no, but what you wouldn't know is quite often misprints and the things that were originally wrong are worth more now.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. It's to all the screw-ups ever, you're actually worth more than the actual thing.
I might just go and buy a copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, just get some white out and just make it look as a misprint, see if I can fool them and get $54,000.
And it is that moment, Jordan.
Is it?
Yes.
Is she on the line?
She is waiting for... It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Oma Idol. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Happy Monday. Such a nice day.
It's turning into a pearl. Actually, the sun popping up over the hill there. What did you get up to over the weekend, Oma? I'm sorry I didn't catch up with you, but I do plan to visit.
That's okay. I'm used to you disappointing me. We did not catch up on the weekend, but Oma had a very good weekend. I use Skype.
Oh,
I use Skype on the weekend to talk to my boyfriend in Scotland.
Ah, do you have a boyfriend? I didn't know that.
Jordan's a bit disappointed.
Well, I mean, Simo disappointed, Oma, by not going round. I did pop round on Saturday morning for breakfast.
Oh, did you?
It was very nice.
How were the potato dumplings?
Oh, they were beautiful. Can I get the recipe of you?
Oh, Jordan, no.
Oma, those lyrics that I sent you last night, you ready to go?
Ready to rumble.
Go for it, Oma.
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden. Baby, come with me Friday. Don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
Oh,
like you.
Oma.
Wonderful.
There it is. Oma, that
was awesome.
Oma, I normally ask if you can do it a second time with a bit more gusto. Just imagine your Scottish boyfriend is there. In the room. What's his name, by the way?
Oh, my boy. His name is Sebastian. He's such a good boy. He's very pretty. Don't tell Opa, okay, Simon?
Okay.
It's just between you and me, okay?
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go one more time with gusto for Sebastian. Let's go.
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday. Don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby like you. Ooh.
Fantastic, fantastic. I can hear Sebastian clapping from here.
Oh, you're so good to me, Simon. Don't tell Opa.
I won't. Thank you very much, Oma, this morning. The lines are open 64-572-977. Have a guess at Oma Idol, the lyrics. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you know that song, score yourself a Mountain Munchies voucher. It's Oceans. Bye, Oma! Martin Garrix and Khalid together featuring That Was Ocean on the Snowy's hit music station. It's Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. And it was great to chat to Oma again this morning.
It was, but I think she's got everyone stumped.
No
one can work out what song it was.
It's a tricky one.
Going
back a ways.
Mm.
Two tickets to Iron Maiden and...
Come with me Friday, don't say maybe.
Well, are you asking me?
Well, I mean, I don't know if Iron Maiden are playing on Friday, but if they are, why not?
It was, of course, Weedus Teenage Dirtbag. Snow FM breakfast, and it's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. This morning, we're following on from a bit of tattoo chat that we've had recently.
Yes, we were talking about this late last week. Simo doesn't have a tattoo.
Nope, I'm a clean skin.
So am I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you were saying some of your friends have interesting, shall we say, tattoos.
We're vanilla white boys, but yeah, that shouldn't stop us because we have, like, he is one of the most pale individuals known to man. I have Mooney from Kuma on the line. He's got a bit of a weird tattoo. Morning, Mooney.
Greetings, yes, it is I, Mooney from Kuma. I'm not usually a morning radio person, but I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, so I have managed to convince you. You've even jotted down some bullet points about this tattoo, so give it to us straight. What is this tattoo that we're dealing with?
Well, I get a lot of questions over the years, so I've just come up with the shortest version to let you know what it's about. I have two tattoos, getting the second one finished this week. One is of a Jedi Knight fighting a dragon and the lyrics of the Dragon Force song, Cry Thunder. The second is of the Overwatch brothers, Hanzo and Genji Shimada, in a fateful duel in futuristic Tokyo. And if there's a common theme in both, it's about fantastical elements that represent different sides of me and how they conflict but ultimately coexist.
Yeah, someone's been practicing that. Whoa. You really have been intense into it. Whereabouts on the body are they? On your arm or your leg or whereabouts?
Upper both arms. So, you know, I can sort of have them on display if I've got a tank top or something. But if I need to sort of, you know, hide them for whatever reason, got around a bunch of clean skins and it might intimidate people, then I can just keep them out of the way.
I'm feeling intimidated now, to be honest.
And so for those who aren't familiar, the franchise you've got cranking on your body. Let me get this right. Star Wars?
Yes.
Where's the dragon from? Is it a generic dragon?
Interestingly enough, the dragon is a combination of just about every fantasy dragon you've ever seen. So there's some Lord of the Rings in there. There's some Sucker Punch. There's some Skyrim. There's some Game of Thrones. Everything with a dragon in it has in some way contributed a little bit of the art style to this dragon.
It's a combo dragon. And then also Overwatch, which is like an Xbox game, right?
Yeah, it's a sort of futuristic hero shooter set in a more sort of inspiring version of Earth in about the year 2076, I think.
So,
sorry, you go.
How much skin have you got left? Like, have you got space for Duke Nukem, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Have you got a space for a tattoo of me and Simo something?
I've still probably got about 95% of my skin. Clean skin left, but I'll probably keep it that way. I know some people that have got as little as 5% of their clean skin left. Well, not personally. I've seen some people that have got only 5% left, but I would never go that far.
Well, next step, Mooney, is next time you drop into the tattoo parlor, maybe get a moustache from Super Mario. Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan this morning.
And speaking of snow, we've been talking snowball throwing
this
morning.
Yes, something that you're spearheading. You want to find the best of the best.
Yes, the best of the best. The best snowball throwers in town. The ones that can throw it the furthest, the hardest, and the most accurate.
You're like Viper from Top Gun, looking for the best of the best.
Exactly,
Slide
yes.
those aviator sunglasses down.
Actually, where are my aviators? I must have left them outside. I'll go grab them, and then I will slide them down.
Welcoming Simon Ryder to the show, VP Vice President of the Bush Pigs, and he reckons he's got some candidates for us for snowball throwing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, well, thank you. How are you?
Tremendously well, mate. Superior snowball fighters that the Snowies has to offer. Now you're involved with a sport that there's a fair bit of throwing that goes on.
Yeah, a lot of throwing. Yeah.
You're of course the vice president of our wonderful Bush Pigs here in town. How do you rate your throwing ability?
A lot better than most of the boys who should be throwing them. But yeah, as long as they don't have to catch it, they're all right. Quite a few of the boys who I reckon they'd absolutely excel.
Who would they be?
Dylan Johnson. He's an absolute gun, and he's got a hand that could probably throw. He could probably hit the post from 50 out, I reckon, with a snowball. I reckon he's got any
50 meters.
50 meters. Wow!
Get out the measuring tape.
I don't think you got a big enough tape, mate.
All right, whip out the tape measure, Jordan. We're going to training.
Sounds good to me.
You got a
bring your boots.
Yeah, you got a headband?
No, but I can go and buy one. Hopefully, do you have a spare headband?
A headband.
Mate, this guy sounds like he's got style. What are you talking about? Simon, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No dramas at all. Have a good day.
Whip out the leg warmers, Jordan. We're going to training.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. Do they wear leg warmers? Is that a thing?
50 metres.
50 metres and hit the post as well. So 50 metres and accurate. That's, like, impossible.
With a snowball. We'll probably have to pack it down because you need something a bit harder. Just an ice cube.
Oh, well, the captain's put the pressure on him now.
Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Chart topping number one on the Arias.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Not well. Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. And this morning, also discussing weird kind of home remedies for maybe solving a hangover, maybe solving the flu, a cold. Do you have any that you, what do you do when you get sick?
Stay in bed.
Yes.
And I'm just one of those people.
You're a Netflixer. Just
yeah, stay in bed. I mean, I don't know whether that's me being sick or me just being lazy. It's maybe a bit of both.
Because the reason I bring it up, I heard an interesting thing over the weekend about how as soon as all the tourists rock up to the Snowies, all the locals get sick because they've got all their fancy strains of cold from the cities that we're just not ready to deal with.
From the cities and internationally as well. There's so many internationals.
So up on the Facebook page, you can get involved with your weird home remedies. Deborah mentioning that before bed, peel an onion, stab it with a fork and place the fork in a bottle with the onion sitting on top of your bedside table. That's just genuinely weird. Lots of onion-orientated stuff.
They don't have to be onion or that word.
Orientated.
Thank you.
Onion orientated. Say that 10 times fast. Nicole mentioning that vinegar on brown paper under the bed. Apparently her mum swears by that.
Uh-huh.
So shout out to Nicole's mum. And Beryl. I'm always inclined to believe a Beryl because I had an auntie Beryl.
Yeah, Beryl's a trustworthy name.
They only speak the truth. Beryl suggests, cough remedies. Again, onion orientated. Slice an onion, put it in a container, cover it with sugar. Leave overnight. Next morning, take a spoonful of the liquid. Keep doing this for a couple of days. Apparently, her 95-year-old uncle swears by it and he never gets sick. He's 95.
I mean, if he's 95, I mean, there must be something.
We're going to live forever, Jordan.
Well, at least until 95.
At least until tomorrow. Catch you then.